Chapter 7, Missionary Work at Home and Abroad.
Written at Granville, New South Wales on July 24, 1895. God's field is the world. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." See Acts 1, verse 8, and Luke 24, verse 47. Peter said to the believers in Acts 2, 39, "The promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." God declares, "I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God." See Hosea 2, 23. And he said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." See Isaiah 49, verse 6. God has richly poured out of his Holy Spirit upon the believers in Battle Creek. What use have you made of these blessings? Have you done as did the men upon whom the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost? "Then they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Read Acts 8, verse 4. Has this fruit been seen in Battle Creek? Have the church been taught of God to know their duty and to reflect the light which they have received?